Hello everyone, this is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. You have one more week to register for our 2021 Aging with Gusto Conference here in Person County. The date will be Tuesday, August 31st from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Person County Office Building. And this year, it will be free. We are not having lunch, and we are shortening the event so it's only going to be from 9 until 12. So that way we are able to offer it free of charge this year. We still have a slate of wonderful workshops for everyone to choose. Workshop topics include healthy homes, household and food budget, a chair dance workout, scam alert, preventing diabetes, and physical therapy. In addition to being able to attend two of the workshops, each participant will have a chance to go around to our vendor booths and visit different organizations, gathering information and resources available to them. We hope that everyone can join us on Tuesday, August 31st to celebrate Person and Granville Counties as Communities of Strength, which is our theme for the day. You can download the registration brochure from our Extension website. You can pick one up from our County Extension office, or you can register online at go.ncsu.edu/gusto. Pre-registration is due by next Thursday, August 26th. Together we can promote healthy aging, increase community involvement for our older adults, and tackle the important issues like the prevention of elder abuse. Again, due to COVID, this year's event has been shortened and there will be no food provided. And as of August 2nd, masks are currently required in the Person County Office Building, regardless of vaccination status. But don't forget to pre-register for this year's Aging with Gusto event, which will be Tuesday, August 31st from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Also, next week, we have a popcorn field plot tour. On Tuesday, August 24th, from 8:30 to 11 at the Oxford Research Station, a popcorn plot tour containing over 140 different varieties will be held for your interest. Popcorn varieties from all over the world, displays of popcorn, getting to see different popcorn types and popcorn varieties. To sign up for the popcorn plot tour, contact the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Office at 336-599-1195. We hope to see you there. If you're also interested in attending some of our other workshops, the Family Consumer Science program hosts Lunch and Learns every month. We've been hosting them virtually, of course, for the past about a year and a half. But our next Lunch and Learn workshop will take place in person at the Person County office at noon on Tuesday, September 14th. Cost will be $5 and must be prepaid by September 10th. The workshop topic is improving your health. You will learn simple tips to improve your health through nutrition and physical activity. Also learn about programs in the area that can help. Lunch will be provided. And to help serve those people who are not in Person County or who don't feel comfortable enough coming in person, we are going to offer the exact same workshop on how to improve your health virtually later on in the month for free, since lunch will not be provided. And that free virtual workshop will be on Thursday, September 23rd, also at noon. You can register online for this virtual Zoom workshop. All of our workshops are available online at go.ncsu.edu/FCS registration. We hope to see you either in person or on Zoom at our virtual workshop in September. And last but not least, whether you can come to our programs or workshops, we want to remind you to don't forget to add in more fruits and vegetables. Everyone is trying to do a better job of getting healthy and staying healthy. And one of the best ways that you can do that is making sure that you are eating your fruits and vegetables. The summertime is a wonderful time to throw some food on the grill. It keeps your house cool while using the grill. You can add some vegetables to your meat on the grill to serve as a delicious, healthy side dish. Grilling fruits and vegetables is a great way to add taste and color to your meals. When cooking or choosing vegetables for the grill, select firmer vegetables like asparagus, corn, and zucchini. Grilled vegetables can be used in a salad and make a great addition to any meal. This has just been your food for thought from Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.